of the prodigal son. This is from Luke chapter 15. Jesus explained to them, "There was a man who had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that I will inherit.' So he divided all that he had between them." Now, that's awful, because when your daddy dies, that's when you receive the inheritance. And this boy said, "But give it to me now." It's as if he was saying, "I wish you were dead." It's a terrible thing to think about your daddy. And yet the daddy was so kind and soft that he agreed. And the daddy with the two sons, the daddy represents God. Well, not many days after, the younger son turned all that he'd been given into money. So he sold it quickly. It must have broken his father's heart to see things that they had worked for many years, to see his younger son just throw it all away. Then the son went away into a very far country. And there he wasted all the money in bad living. And when he'd spent everything, all his daddy's money, there arose a mighty famine in that land.
He lended someone his money and they'll give him more back.
Well, he hoped that, I expect, that the people he'd given money to would be his friends, but they weren't. It was no money, no friend. So, in the great famine, he began to be in want. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens in that country. And this man sent him into his fields to feed pigs. Now, Jews aren't supposed to eat pigs or touch pigs or keep pigs. And the boy was so hungry, he was ready to fill himself with the food that the pigs ate, because no one would give him anything. When he came to himself, he thought, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And I'm here dying from hunger. I will arise and go back to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against God and before you. I'm not worthy any more to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants.'" And that's how we should feel, that I'm not worthy to be one of God's children because of my sin, but we rejoice that he does accept us, and we are made worthy in Jesus. So the man got up and went to his father. But when he was a long way off, his father saw him and had pity and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Now don't forget, this was an elderly man, an older man, and it wasn't usual to run through the streets. They walked very carefully and very dignified sort of way. He ran through the streets because he must have been looking for his boy to come back day after day. He scanned the horizon, looking for his boy to come back. Every day, nothing. He went to bed with a broken heart. But then he saw the boy and he ran to him and kissed him.
That must have been such a lovely surprise. One morning you look out on the scanned horizon and there's the thing that you really want.
That's right. But of course a lot of men would have said, "Well, my son did that to me. I'll never see him again." But you see, God's not like that. So the son immediately said to his father, "Father, I've sinned against God and in your eyes. I'm not worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet." Though the boy didn't even have shoes. "And bring out the fatted calf," that's the special calf they kept fattened up for special occasions. "Bring out the fatted calf and kill it, and let's eat and rejoice, for this my son was dead, and now he's alive. He was lost and is found," and they began to be merry. But his older son was in the field, and as he came near to the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing, and he asked one of the servants what this meant. He said to him, "Your brother has come home, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he's come back, and because he's safe." The older brother was very angry and wouldn't go in, so the father had to come out from the party and plead with him. to come in, but he answered his father, saying, "For many years I have served you. I have never disobeyed any of your commandments." Well, I doubt that was true.
Now, remember when you were a baby?
Yeah, when we're little, we always do something wrong, don't we? And when we're big. So, "These many years I've served you," the older son said, "and I never disobeyed any of your commandments, and yet you never gave me a calf so that I could have a party with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours," he doesn't say my brother, but "your son, comes, who has eaten up and wasted all your wealth in bad living, you've killed the fatted calf because of him." The father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I've got is yours. But it's right that we should rejoice and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and he's found." So the sad thing is that this lovely old man ended up losing one of his sons at the end of the story anyway, but it wasn't the naughty son. It was the son who was self-righteous, who said, "No, I've never done anything wrong, and if he's coming back, then I'm leaving." And you see, it's those sort of people who will be left outside in the darkness, who say, "Oh, well, I won't forgive." And this is why forgiving is so important, and realising that we've all sinned, and not saying what that man said, that "I've never done anything wrong." That's absolutely a wrong attitude. And so, what I think we see in this is how lovely was the Father, and that is how enthusiastic God is for our forgiveness. So never think that you've gone too far, that God now can't forgive you. He really wants us all to be in his kingdom.
Now, with Jacob and Isaac and his...
That's right.
Sons, Esau must have... "I will never forgive you."
Well, that's right. That's
but
true.
But he ended up forgiving.
Yes, and I think Jesus was thinking about this, that story there with Jacob and Esau. It is rather in his mind, I think. So then, it's a wonderful encouragement that we can really be forgiven, and that we must not be like the older brother.